Tonight's Class 3A semifinals feature four of the state's blue blood programs, Pella versus Harlan and Solon against Cedar Rapids Xavier. As the final scores rolled in last Friday night and it became clear what the semifinal matchups would be, Little Dutch coach Jay McKinstry knew it was going to be a special night tonight.
The final four teams happened to be Solon, Xavier, Harlan, and Pella, and now you're talking like, wow, and it's pretty amazing if you add them all up and what they've done and just the types of programs they've been. It's like, we're just excited to be in the mix of that.
If you were putting together the Mount Rushmore of Iowa 3A football, Harlan's a no-brainer, and they will be even if they don't win a game for the next two decades. Pella has 30 years of sustained regular season success, and the current back-to-back-to-back titles get the Little Dutch logo carved in stone. Xavier's an interesting case, forming in 1998 with the merger of Cedar Rapids Regis and LaSalle. Most people consider Regis and Xavier one and the same, and that pedigree puts them on the list. Truthfully, Solon wouldn't make the cut, as most of their success has come in Class 2A, so you'd take either five-time champ Decorah or four-time winner Helan. But Solon's in 3A now, their history is no less impressive, and it makes this story that much better. The four programs have combined for 114 playoff appearances, 222 playoff wins, 39 trips to the state championship game, and 22 titles. Harlan is the state's leader in playoff wins, with 90, finals appearances 20, and titles 12. Solon's 20 consecutive playoff wins from 2007 to 2011 ranks third all-time, passed last week by Dowling's 21, and Pella's current 16-game streak is fourth.
Well, twice was nice. The third time is history. Pella becomes just the fourth Iowa football team to win three straight undefeated state championships. The Little Dutch 28, the Lynx 18.
Two of the other three are our 3A blue bloods, Harlan and Solon. And Xavier's numbers might look better if they hadn't spent significant time in Class 4A. Even playing against the state's biggest schools, the Saints won the 2006 4A title and claimed a pair of runner-up finishes. So how have the Little Dutch done against the other blue bloods? Until recently, not good. Pella was trounced by Harlan 30-0 in the 1987 quarters. In the 97 semis in Coach Jay McKinstry's first year, Tim Brand and the Little Dutch fell to the Cyclones again.
We're at Harlan, freezing. We're the only game playing in the whole state. The whole rest of the state can thank us for going to the Dome now for semifinals games, because at that point, no games went to the Dome. Every other game canceled across the state, except for our game, because Harlan wanted to play us on their field, and we show up in their snowblowers, blowing the field off. And we were down 24-0 at halftime. I had a particular bad first half. I think I threw three interceptions that led to three touchdowns. And we ended up losing that game 24-18. We held them the whole second half. They won the state title that year. If there had been another 4 minutes on that clock, we would have won that game. There's no doubt in my mind.
Pella got its next crack at Harlan in the 2009 championship game. It was the first finals appearance ever for the Little Dutch, and they lost to the Cyclones 35-14, Harlan's 12th title. That's Harlan 3, Pella 0. Pella's 1-1 against Solon, losing 26-14 in the 2010 semis, as the Spartans won their fourth straight title and their one and only 3A crown. Pella got revenge last year at Solon, winning 28-14 in the quarters. The Little Dutch twice faced Cedar Rapids Regis in the quarterfinals, losing 21-7 in 1978 and 13-7 in 1991. As Xavier, they've met twice in the semis, with Pella pitching a 27-0 shutout on their way to the first title in 2014, and then a fairly memorable 34-30 win last year.
And Pella with 6, 5, 4, snap it. They're going to throw for the touchdown. Finney to the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown. Ryan Van Wyk, a 21-yard, 40-game.
Are you kidding me?
Touchdown.
40 in a row. How dramatic can that be? Holy cow, I've seen it all.
Tonight, Iowa's Blue Bloods will write another chapter in their individual and collective legacies. In a dream semifinal doubleheader, it's three-time defending champion Pella versus 12-time champ Harlan, and number one Xavier against number two Solon. Reporting for KNIA KRLS Sports and Football Friday Night, I'm Trevor Castle.